Bethany is on the other side of this hill. How we doing? Are we on? Not yet.
Okay. This is the Jewish way to show that you are dear to us. We love you. We didn't forget you. And when there's the Memorial Day, people leave a stone because they figure that they don't want to do like the Gentiles' habits of bringing flowers. But if you go to other cemeteries, which are not that Orthodox, you can see wreaths of flowers as well today.
Remember, Isaiah the prophet spoke about the flower that fades, also quoted by Peter. And our Lord spoke about stones that cry out.
No.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Hang on here. We'll get ready to go. Right where you're pointing.
David.
Okay.
Sometimes they put a little light and a candle in there. Jews bury under that. Those are not coffins.
Oh, so they're underneath.
The body is buried underneath that. Ready? Okay, everyone, we're going to begin. And again, please leave questions and remarks until the time is over. Well, we've come in our tour, 2008, to the land of Israel, to the famous Palm Sunday Walk. On the eastern side of this Mount Olives is the little town of Bethany. And it was our Lord Yeshua who walked around this mountain, down this road, and we will be going to the Garden of Gethsemane. But we stopped here in this Orthodox Jewish neighborhood of those who have died. Jews do believe that all these people are truly saved. Whether they are or not is a question that Yeshua brought up. But in Luke chapter 19, beginning at verse 28, we read about what we just did. It says, "And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. It came to pass when he was nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering you will find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Yeshua, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Yeshua thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, that's where we are, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven, glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. They're getting too loud, like the speaker you're listening to. He answered and said unto them, Listen to me carefully now, you know where you are. I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Now it makes more sense to you. I want to tell you just two things, really. We'll be saying a lot more in just a moment as we continue our walk. Those two simple things are this. One, Bible prophecy was being fulfilled. No doubt about it. And number two, according to the Bible, there were many people praising our Lord on this walk. Now let's take a look at Bible prophecy being fulfilled. There are three things that happened on this descent from the Mount of Olives. One, the selection of the colt. Matthew 21 tells you it was a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. You say, what prophecy? Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Behold, thy king cometh to thee, riding on a colt. It tells us that he is humble and that he has salvation. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. The second thing is the symbolism of the donkey. Now, you probably, if you know anything about history, know that ancient monarchs did not come riding into their conquered villages on donkeys. They came on white horses. Our Lord will one day come, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, on a white horse, says Revelation 19. But he came this time on a donkey. The question is why? There are actually two things. The prophecy in Zechariah speaks of humility riding on a colt. One would certainly have to humble himself if he was king. Secondly, a donkey is used for bearing burdens. When you look around at some of the ancient customs that are still in existence here, and see how much stuff they can get on one donkey, it's unbelievable. Our Lord is the one who bears our burdens. The Bible says in Psalm 55, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5, 7, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Yes, he came on a donkey to let you and me know that he will bear our burdens. Interesting, there is one other illustration of bearing burdens, and that's the shoulder. Oftentimes when you go down to the river to get water, there'd be a pole put on the backside of a person's neck over their shoulders, and they would put a pail on each end and carry that water. Our Lord will carry the entire world on his shoulder. Isaiah 9 says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his what?
Shoulders.
Shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So it was beautiful symbolism. But there was one other symbol that happened on this road, right about here, because they were in the descent from the Mount of Olives. And that is the spreading of garments in his way. First of all, they used a lot of branches, palm trees, maybe some olive tree branches. But we don't do that at Passover. We do that at Sukkot, or you know it maybe by its English name, Tabernacles, which happens in the fall. It's called our season of rejoicing. It's when we really eat. If you want to see a great meal, invite yourself to a Jewish Tabernacles. They really eat. It's a time to rejoice. Why? Because it's remembering that we won't live in tents anymore, but the Messiah is going to set up his kingdom on earth and we'll rule and reign with him forever. Well, when you spread the garments, you are recognizing that the one you're honoring is king. Is there any biblical evidence of that? Absolutely. At the time of Jehu, they spread garments in his way. Hail, King Jehu! Only this time, they said, blessed is the king of Israel. They also quoted Psalm 118 to connect with Passover, because it was the Passover season. Passover season means longer than one day. There is a Passover day, but the next day begins the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which lasts for 8 days. The first and the eighth day are also Shabbats, just like the day of Passover, not even counting a regular Shabbat. Now, according to the Bible, all of this celebration happened at Tabernacles, but it's going on here at Passover. But when they sang and praised God, they did Psalm 118. In Psalm 118, it says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." It's not talking about today or any day in your life or mine. It's talking about the day that the builders rejected the cornerstone. It's talking about the day the Messiah was rejected, who died for the sins of his people. And that's the day we rejoice in. And what did they say? "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." That was done at Passover. In fact, it was sung by all the Levitical priests and all the instrumentalists. They were all on duty every day. You could hear it from here clearly as all those hundreds and hundreds of musicians are playing all day long what we call the Hallel, which is Psalm 113 to Psalm 118. So the crowd here, seeing Yeshua on a donkey, fulfilling Zechariah 9:9, "Thy king will come to you on a donkey," all of a sudden turn Passover music into the Feast of Tabernacle, throwing of the garments. And what are they saying? "This is the King of Israel." And it's really quite spectacular. So not only was Bible prophecy being fulfilled, but many people start praising God. And the reason for it, verse 37 in Luke 19 said, "For all the mighty works which they had seen." Well, I ask you, exactly which mighty work might have stirred that crowd? Answer, the raising of Lazarus in Bethany. In fact, John tells us that's the reason. So they are shouting, if he can raise the dead, he must be the Messiah of Israel. The Pharisees are ticked. That's from the Greek word tikeo. You believe that, and I'll really have a great week. But as you all know, if you were listening, Jesus said, "If I stop these men, then the stones are going to cry out." Really? What in the world is he talking about? Well, there are some pastors that say, well, that could be anywhere in Israel. After all, it's a land of stones. If you read an article that they're importing rocks to build the temple, you know it's a lie. This is one country you don't have to import rocks. The Jews even say that when the Lord made heaven and earth, he had an accident when he came to Israel and dumped all the rocks out on this land. But my friend, it isn't referring to any old stones. He walked past this what is long remembered as an Orthodox cemetery. The stones are what are on these sarcophagi. He is talking about the resurrection when the whole world will praise his name. I love this place. I know it's a cemetery, but what beautiful things are happening on that walk. That day when he came into Jerusalem on a donkey. We're not done yet, but let's have a word of prayer and we'll go to the next site. And you're going to see the emotion and passion of our Lord in a very unusual scene. Let's pray. Father in heaven, how we thank you for these quiet moments on this wonderful hill. So many prophecies of the Bible about this hill. Thank you that we could stand here in this Orthodox Jewish cemetery and remember what our Lord said so long ago. Father, I don't know the hearts of all these people, but you do. You know how many of us need to get straightened out on our commitment to you. And I pray that in our time in Israel, we will begin to understand as we have never understood before what it means to truly be yours. We thank you in the blessed name of our Lord Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.